Listen and Live Audio presents Hitler's Scientists, Science, War, and the Devil's Pact by John Cornwell. Read by Simon Preble. Part 1. Hitler's Scientific Inheritance. Hitler, the Scientist. On his 27th birthday, the 23rd of March, 1939, Werner von Braun, Germany's brilliant young rocket engineer, met Adolf Hitler for the first time. The Führer had agreed to be briefed on the progress of the Army's advanced ballistic missile program. Walter Dornberger, von Braun's superior, has left an eyewitness impression of Hitler's encounter with one of the most significant high-tech inventions of the century. His remarkably tanned features, the unsightly snub nose, little black moustache, and extremely thin lips, showed no sort of interest in what we were to show him. Dornberger put on a series of impressive demonstrations of roaring rockets and guidance systems to impress his Führer. But Hitler kept his eyes steadfastly fixed on me, wrote Dornberger. I still don't know whether he understood what I was talking about. Next, the young von Braun gave a presentation of the internal workings of an A3 rocket using a cutaway model. Hitler apparently listened, closely at first, but then stalked off, shaking his head as if uncomprehending. Another static demonstration took place, this time with an A5. At lunch, Dornberger sat diagonally opposite Hitler. As he ate his mixed vegetables and drank his habitual glass of Fachingen mineral water, Hitler chatted with Becker about what they'd seen, wrote Dornberger. I couldn't tell much from what was said, but he seemed a little more interested than during the demonstration or immediately after.